I'm joined by The Guardian's Tania Branigan, who's just got back from Guyane, where Typhoon Haiyan first made landfall last Friday morning. What did you see, Tania?
It's a scene of really extraordinary devastation. The mayor said to me, we've been 100% wiped out. There's almost no building. In fact, I think there is no building left untouched. And that goes from the rather wonderful historic church, which the town was very proud of, where people actually died as they took shelter. It's had its roof ripped right away. The municipal building destroyed, the schools, and of course the homes. And the extent of the devastation is really just staggering. Everywhere you see these huge palm trees have just been uprooted and snapped. It's really quite an extraordinary and terrible scene.
How did you get in and out?
We managed to fly in today. The town, I mean, one of the reasons there's been so much concern is that the town had really been cut off for days. And then on Monday or Tuesday, the Air Force managed to do a couple of airdrops there. They did another one today, and then we managed to fly in today. But there really hasn't been much communication, and so many of the people we met there said, you know, please go and tell people that we really need help. We haven't got food. We have got a problem with clean drinking water. We don't have power. We don't have shelter. And we really, really need people to pay attention and help us.
And what aid, if any, is reaching that area?
Well, as I said, I mean, there have been a few airlifts in now for on the big cargo planes. They're coming both out of Cebu, which is quite close by, and down from Manila. Those are Philippines Air Force planes. They've also been joined by US planes. I believe the Australian Air Force have arrived today. So more help is coming. And in fact, some of the people I spoke to at the military base this morning were saying that they really hope to sort of ramp up the aid quite substantially, more than double it over the next couple of days. But even so, it really is just a trickle. I spoke to the mayor of another town, Yipolos, which has also been very badly hit. And he'd come down to the airstrip at Guyane in the hope of perhaps getting some food, getting some aid for his people. And he said he had perhaps sort of 400, 500 packets of food for about 6,000 people. He was actually worried that if he went back with that, it was just going to cause more instability. It wasn't going to help the situation at all. So there's real need, I think, not just in Guyane itself, but really through that area.
Okay, Tania, I'll let you write it up. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Cheers. Bye.